Can you hear me okay, Bear?
I can hear you great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I appreciate those kind words. Appreciate everybody getting on tonight's call. And I'm not going to keep people long tonight. This is what I know. If you believe you can, you will. And if you believe you can't, you won't. And the bottom line is, Bear, you hit it so nail on the head, said it so well. People a long time ago made a determination as to whether they're going to go to Ambition or not. I'm not going to spend 10 seconds trying to convince somebody at the 11th hour to go to Ambition. What I want to take the time for on this call is to talk to the people that are going to Ambition. You know, I know how life is because I have a life just like you do. And you know, by the time you take into, you know, all the different aspects of your life, your relationship with your children, your spouse, you know, your significant other, you know, the financial pressures, your job, you know, whatever else you got going on in your life, responsibilities at church or the synagogue or the temple, and you have all these different aspects of your life. And what happens in all those different aspects of your life is people, human nature 101 tells me, and I've just observed it over the decades now, that people tend to gravitate to the negative. You know, this is going wrong, that's going wrong. You know, I was in church several years back, and the minister said, you can't appreciate what you have when all you're worried about is what you don't have. And people tend to gravitate to that. They worry about, you know, oh, I don't live in a nice place, or I don't have this, or I don't have that, or I got these bills, or this problem with this relationship, or this is going wrong, that's going wrong, this is wrong at work, this one at work is just a troublemaker, you know, my boss this, my boss that. And everybody's pointing a pit finger at somebody else. It's always somebody else's fault. No one's looking in the mirror and taking responsibility for their life. That's people 101. That's what we deal with every day. That's why this business is not an easy business. But what happens is after a person does that for several years, they fall into a pattern and they live in a world of negativity. You know, if you turn on the news, you know, whether you're on CNN or Fox News or ABC, NBC, CBS or Telemundo or any of them, it doesn't matter who you're on. You know, you're going to hear all the people, positive people talking about this politician, and then the negative people talking about that politician. Then you got the people on the right, the people on the left, the independents. Everybody else is wrong. No one's talking about solutions. No one's talking about what's great about our country. No one's talking about any of that. They're all talking about this is messed up, that's messed up, this immigration problem, that situation, this situation. You know, this is what's going on in the Far East. This is, you know, this and this is that, and no one comes up with any solutions. In other words, the bottom line to it is nobody talks about anything positive. You know, if you're on the conservative side, the liberals are doing everything wrong. If you're on the liberal side, the conservatives are doing everything wrong. And no one focuses on that we live in the greatest country of the world, that we live in the wealthiest nation of the world, that the lifestyle that we enjoy top to bottom in the socioeconomic classes of the United States of America is the greatest in the world. I mean, you know, 99.9% of our population has pure drinking water. You know, it has sanitation facilities. That's not the case throughout the world, folks. Even in civilized mainline NATO countries, it's just not the case. We live in a great place, but you don't hear anybody on CNN or Fox News or ABC, NBC or CBS talking about what a great country we're in. You listen to all that negative stuff, and you think we live in the biggest cesspool in the world today. You know, well, that happens in your personal life, too. You know, how many people have told you you'll never make it in Ambit Energy? How many people told you not to do Ambit Energy? How many people told you were crazy to do Ambit Energy? How many times have you gone on to enroll somebody in this business and they're talking about all the negative stuff on the Internet and the customer complaints and the this and the that and blah, 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 blah. And when's the last time you showed somebody the business and just go, you know what? I think it's the most wonderful thing in the world. I don't think there's a better financial opportunity in the world than Ambit Energy. I'm ready to get involved, and I'm going to be totally positive about this. You got to go through all this sea of negative thought and negative input and negative. And after a while, what happens is, you know, you start reading the press clippings, and you have a tendency, human nature 101, and I'm not pointing the finger at any one individual, you have the tendency to just fall into the muck. I mean, you get into the quicksand, and all of a sudden you're up to your neck, and then you're gone. And the bottom line, you know, and this is what I want to hit you with tonight, going into ambition. The bottom line, the difference between the people that are going to be energized and come out of ambition powerful and re-energized and take off like a rocket ship versus the one that are going to come out of ambition and get sucked back into the muck of negativity is the one that goes in with the right mindset. Because this is what I know. If you get excitement and enthusiasm and you've got a clear mind and you're ready to receive it, then you're going to receive it. But if you've got all this negativity around you, or you're worried about the kids, you're worried about this, you're worried about finances, you know, there are people right now who are going, hell yeah, Brian, I'm worried about it. I don't, you know, I got my airplane ticket, I don't even know where I'm staying, how I'm eating or anything else. And you're sitting there at the 11th hour thinking about bailing on ambition because you hadn't done what you had to do to get the right money together to go to ambition or to complete the plan. And there are going to be a lot of people at the last minute that aren't going to go to ambition, try to sell their ticket. It was this one's fault, that one's fault, the other one's fault. Let me tell you the only reason not to attend to ambition. God first, family second, and everything else away. You know, don't get fired from your job. And if you've got, you know, a wedding or you know, some major event, and I'm not talking about going to the beach over Labor Day weekend, okay? There's plenty of weekends you can go to the beach. I'm not talking about that. You can use every excuse you want in the book. But this call is not about me trying to get you excited about going to ambition. This call is about for those of you that are on the Whatever It Takes program are going to show up at ambition, this is essential. I want you to listen to this carefully. It is essential that you walk in, whatever day you're getting there, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, doesn't matter. But when you show up to play the game. You know, don't sit in the bleachers, get on the court. In other words, show up with a positive attitude. Take all the negatives, no matter what the negative is in your life, and just get rid of it. Just your mind has the ability to just forget it, encapsulate it, go bury it till Sunday morning. And go there ready to receive the information. You know, Bear said it so well. There's going to be recognition. There's going to be this. There's going to be that. There's going to be training. There's going to be all this great information, a lot of new information. There are going to be some incredible announcements, okay? There's just going to be all this positive stuff. But if you've got this negative shield around you and you're going to let life get in the way and you've got to duck into the hall and take this call and return that text and during the breaks, you're returning your email and you're all wrapped up in all that negative crap that's going on at your house or going on at your job or going on in your life, then guess what? You're not taking advantage. You're not maximizing what is available for you at ambition. In other words, you're not maximizing the investment you've made of time, energy, and money to get there. Because you didn't go in with the right mindset. So here's what I want you to do. I don't know how you're going to get there. Everybody's going to get there different. Some people are going to drive. Some people are going to fly. Some people are coming with other people. You know, I don't know how you're going to get there. But the minute you engage, in other words, from the minute that you get your registration packet, you're going to walk up to that registration booth, and I want you to sit there and take a deep breath. And I want you to get rid of all the negative crap that's going on in your life. You know, now if you've got a sick child at home or you've got something you've got to deal with, you've got to deal with it, okay? But tell your work you're not available. You know, tell the people that are constantly chomping at you for this or that you're not available. If you got bill collectors calling you, just turn your damn phone off. You know, I mean, do whatever you got to do. At the point that you get your registration packet, you're 100% engaged. In other words, you're present to the fact that you're there to learn, be excited, and to move your ambit energy for business forward. Because if you look at all the negative things that are occurring in your life right now, and there's, you know, different strokes for different folks. Some of you are totally buried in it. Some of you have got rid of most of it because you're doing really well with the business, wherever it is. If it's severe negatives that are tying you down, get rid of them, okay? Abate them, encapsulate them, bury them. Do whatever you got to do mentally to get rid of them for the 2 or 3 or 4 days you're going to be at ambition. If they're just a couple of minor things, then get rid of those as well. But the minute you take your registration pack, get on the court. In other words, you can go to Tiger Stadium, greatest stadium in collegiate football, in my opinion. Of course, I graduated from LSU, and I know George is probably listening to the call tonight, and and he's talking about Florida Gators. A lot of you are talking about this team or that team or the other thing. But right now I got the mic. My personal opinion, I know it's probably not shared by most of you on this call, greatest collegiate stadium in the world, LSU Stadium. Well, they got an upper deck at LSU Stadium. And if you sit in the front row of the upper deck, those football players look like they're about a half an inch tall, okay? They put in 110,000 people in that stadium every single Saturday night LSU plays there. And if you're up in that upper deck, they look like they're about an inch tall. If you're in the next level underneath that, they look like they're about 2 or 3 inches tall. But if you're down on the in the bowl in the original stadium and you're on the third or fourth row, they look about normal size. But if you're on the field, they look like monsters. They're some of the biggest, toughest, meanest-looking, gruntest-looking hombres you ever want to set your eyes on. It's a whole different view from the fourth row than it is if you're standing on the field looking up at one of them, at snorting and groaning and sweating and embraced in the moment. Folks, you've got to get on the court. Now, that doesn't mean you got to be on the floor of the American Airlines Center, okay? If you didn't qualify for that, you need to work hard and qualify for next year, become an EC, and get on the floor of the American Airlines Center. But what it means is you need to put your cell phone away. When the session says it's going to start at 3 o'clock, don't show up at 3 o'clock scrambling for a seat at the back. Get there at 2:30 and sit in the front. All the training sessions, you need to get there early, stay late, meet people, be engaged, and forget the cell phones, forget the text, forget all that. And when you get back to your room totally exhausted at 11 o'clock at night, you can check all that, okay? You can return what you got to return in 15 or 20 minutes, and then you can go to bed and you can get up early the next morning. And when I get up early in the next morning, you go to breakfast. You find somebody to sit with. Don't go with your friends and people that you hang with at your local meetings. Go meet some new people. Go get engaged. Go learn what you can learn. There's more learned than the restaurants and the bars and the seating areas of the Anatole and the Omni, or at least as much learned as there are in the actual training sessions. Folks, what I'm telling you is get on the court, because if you don't get on the court, this is what's going to happen. You're going to come out. You're going to be motivated. You're going to be excited, okay? And then Sunday morning's going to hit after you go to the NCEC dinner, if you're qualified to go to that, or you go to the final finale reception that Ambit puts on. Whatever it is, you're going to be excited. Man, this announcement was great. This new state was great. That, another thing, man, this one really deserved a leadership award. I'm so proud to be in their organization. Blah, 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 blah. You're going to be excited. You're going to go to bed. You're going to hop on a plane or drive in the car, and then life's going to set in. And you're going to get back on Monday, which is Labor Day, and you're going to be scrambling around to get all the stuff you got to get done, get the kids ready for school the next day, the this and that and the other thing, and then all the negatives are going to start hitting you. And then all of a sudden, you're just going to get sucked right back in, and nothing's going to have changed. You're not going to have capitalized on it because you never got on the court. In other words, you were sitting in the upper deck, and even though you got excited because your team won, there were still only 1-inch little players there, you know, and you didn't really feel like you got totally engaged. Or maybe they were 2-inch little players because you were a little bit more engaged. You didn't do quite as much texting and email and phone calls and worried about this and worried about that. Or maybe you sat on the third or fourth row in the lower bowl and you got a good bit of it. Folks, what I'm telling you is get on the court. Take every waning moment. Don't hang with the people you hang with at your local meetings. You can hang with those people, you know, 360 other days of the year, but don't hang with them for the 3 or 4 or 5 days you're going to be at Ambition. Get on the court and play the game. You know, you might be intimidated. Don't worry about that. Throw your fear to the side and get on the court and play the game. Go up and shake people's hands. Go to the training sessions. Go to everything that you can go to. And more importantly, when you go there, be present. I can't tell you how many trainings I do around the country, and I'm talking about the crescendo of the training, the point that I'm trying to make. I've worked hard for an hour and a half on a segment of my training, and people are getting up and walking out of the room, or they're sitting there texting in the back, or they're talking to one another, or whatever it may be. And I don't take it as a reflection on me. I feel sorry for them because they didn't get present to the opportunity that was presented to them. Why would you make all the sacrifices that you make to get yourself there and not be present to the opportunity and capitalize on it? You got an opportunity to go through a flushing process that the likes of which you've never seen. You can come back with all that negative crap just squeezed out of your body and pure, and then your mind has to decide whether you're going to allow it to come back in. When somebody tells you no to ambient energy, you know, I'll walk away from them and say, well, you can't fix stupid, and I go on to the next person. I don't worry about it. You know, and I know that if I get a no, I'm one person closer to a yes. I know that when somebody tells me about this negative crap on the internet or this or that or whatever it is on the internet, or this has got them upset, that's got them upset, this rate, that rate, whatever, I know that I can't fix any of that. I can't change what's on the internet. I can't change the rates. Amba doesn't talk to me about that. All I know is that I can go out there and cause a positive change in somebody's life that wants to receive a positive change. And if somebody wants to be so wrapped up in their negative little world, then let them stay in their little negative world. Folks, we're not in the motivation business. We're in the business of disseminating information and finding the right people that are willing to receive it. And in the world of ambient energy, in the embodiment and the community of ambient energy that is going to come together in the Dallas Convention Center and in the American Airlines Center, here's what I want to tell you. There's going to be people present, and there's going to be people that aren't present. And I'm going to tell you something else. The majority of people aren't going to be present. They're going to be so worried about their little knick-knack little problems they got in the world and all the negative little man and woman in the back of their head chopping at them all the time. You need to stand at that registration booth, and the first time that little man or little woman in the back of your head tells you something negative, you need to stand up. You need to put your arms up in the air and say, shut up. I'm not listening to you. I'm not listening to you during these 3 or 4 days. Shut up. And yell, shut up. Shut up. Now, let me tell you something. I don't know how many people are on this call tonight. There are 300-400 people on the call. There's going to be 10,000 people at Ambition. Okay? Because you're on the call, you have the ability, possibly empowered now, to have a better experience than the other thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people that didn't get on this call tonight. Folks, what I'm telling you is that you're taking the right actions. You've got to have the right mental attitude to execute on those actions. The fact that you come to this call, get this information, won't make you a penny. In other words, if you don't do something with this information, the 30 or so minutes that we're going to spend together was 30 or so minutes of wasted time in your life. You'd have been better off calling, prospecting somebody to take a look at the video. But if you'll take the information and get yourself out of the fourth row or out of the second level or the third level or the upper deck and get yourself down on the field, what I'll tell you is it could be life-changing. You want a positive change in your life, you've got to make the change. Ambit's going to produce. Ambit's going to give you the announcements. They're going to give you the excitement. There's going to be great training. They're going to produce, okay? That's all I can tell you. It's going to be the greatest ambition of all time. The question is whether you're going to be present to receive it. And if you are, it can be life-changing. And if you aren't, it's just going to be another convention, and you're going to be excited, and you're going to go back home, and your ambient energy business is just going to kind of keep doing what it's been doing because you didn't show up to get on the field. You showed up to sit in the upper deck to try to decide whether someday you wanted to get on the field. Understand that the people that are winning are the people that are on the field playing the game. You can't win a game if you don't play the game, and if you're sitting in the bleachers, you're not playing the game. I pray, not for me, but for you and your family's sake, that you got something out of this call tonight. Because I'm telling you, if you don't show up present, you're going to lose the greatest opportunity in the world. If you're not going to Ambition, I wouldn't even talk to you tonight. Okay? It's not that I you know, hey, look, I wish y'all luck in the world, but the statistics that Ambit Energy produces year after year after year says the production of the people that come out of Ambition is not like 20 or 30% of higher than the people that don't go to Ambition. It's a several times multiple higher than the ones that don't go to Ambition. You know, our jobs as leaders is not to tell you, is not to make you successful. Our job is to give you the information so you can make yourself successful. You've heard after month after month after month after month, year after year after year after year, impending events. Go to impending events. The next one's going to be Power Trip in the Northeast. You're going to hear us talk about going to Power Trip. A lot of people are going to decide not to go, can't help them, next. Then you're going to hear about simulcast. And after a while, you can have the mental attitude, oh, yeah, all these people do is they just keep wanting to promote the events and wanting you to go to events. They don't realize how difficult it is and how little money I'm making. Folks, all I'm here to tell you is there's a lot of money making Ambit Energy, and it's that exact mentality as to why you're not making it, because you're sitting up in the bleachers watching other people play on the field and wondering why you're not scoring points while you're sitting in the bleachers. You know, you're buying Coke and you're buying popcorn and you're buying a program and you're spending money and you're not scoring. You're not scoring the financial gains that you want to score in life. So my message to you tonight is single fold. When you get your registration packet, be present, show up, get on the field, and when that negative crap starts happening in the back of your head or somebody is chomping to you or whatever, just tell them to shut up. So I don't want to hear that. You don't have to be that rude. You don't have to yell in somebody's face, shut up. But every time that negative stuff starts creeping into your head, you just go find some place, go get in a stall in a bathroom or something, go, shut up! And I hope and I pray that I'm hearing a lot of people running around Ambit and saying, shut up, because I know they're doing the work that it's going to take to get themselves on the field. With that, Bear, let's open it back up and let everybody say goodnight.
Hey, Brian, before you go, wow, what a call. Would you give us some information on next week's call?
You absolutely bet I can. Next week, we will have the Chief Marketing Officer, Mr. Chris Chambliss, on the call. We have got about 4,000 lines set up for the call. If you remember last year, we blew it out. I can tell you that what you need to do is you need to organize yourselves and get people three-waying onto that call. Okay, so next Sunday night we're gonna do a question and answer with Chris Chambliss. We're gonna talk about ambition. We're gonna talk about the announcements, and then we're gonna talk about how to capitalize on those announcements. So next Sunday night, Mr. Chris Chambliss will be on this call. Make sure that you get everybody, spread the word about it, and get everybody three-waying people on. Otherwise, we'll blow out the line. So I appreciate you reminding me, Bear. That's what happens when you get old.
That's quite all right. That's part of the teamwork. Folks, I tell you what, you just heard from the number one income earner in the company. This guy, he makes enough money in a week, more money in a week than some of us do in a year. And he's telling you to be present when you get ambition. I hope you listen. I certainly did. Can't wait to see you there. Can't wait to see you there, Brian. And I'm going to be on the call next Sunday, all fired up and ready to go.